I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama lawmakers are expected to give their final approval to the general fund budget later today. That will set up an expected veto by Governor Robert Bentley over what he calls inadequate Medicaid funding. Governor Bentley says the spending plan in its current form is unacceptable and he plans to veto it. The budget is $85 million short of the amount that Bentley and state Medicaid Commissioner Stephanie Azar say is needed to adequately fund the state's Medicaid program. Senate Budget Chairman Trip Pittman says he'll be looking for Senate concurrence on the House-passed budget today. Pittman says lawmakers just don't have a way to provide the additional Medicaid funding. He says he hopes to continue the discussions about possible solutions. If Bentley vetoes the budget, lawmakers can override his objection with a majority vote in both chambers to enact the spending plan. Last year, it took multiple special sessions for the legislature and the governor to agree on how to address a $200 million shortfall in the state's spending plan. Citizens in Russellville will be training to spot tornadoes today at a Skywarn Spotters class. The Franklin County Emergency Management Agency is teaming up with the National Weather Service to host that free workshop. Residents will then be able to help local authorities and emergency workers in case of a tornado or severe storm by relaying information from various parts of the area. Jody Hitt is the director of the Franklin County Emergency Management Agency. He says that interest in weather safety has increased dramatically since April 2011.
Everybody had the theory of, oh, it ain't gonna happen here. Well, 2011, they were proved wrong, and everybody is now saying it can't happen here and getting more involved and being weather aware when something does come up.
The workshop will take place in Russellville at the A.W. Todd Center from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. this evening. It's officially spring, but it doesn't quite feel like it in Alabama this morning. Temperatures last night and this morning are below freezing throughout much of north and central Alabama. Kurt Weber is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Huntsville. He says it's not unusual to have a freeze at this time of year.
The average last freeze for really most of our area is either the very end of March, the last few days of March, or the first week of April. Sometimes going into this, the second week in April in some of our Tennessee counties.
Weber says late morning freezes can cause damage to fragile plants. The record last freeze for the Birmingham area came in late April in 1986. Now your forecast.
After a cold start to our Tuesday morning, much warmer this afternoon. 60s for the Tennessee Valley. Look for 70s for the rest of the state. As for tonight, overnight lows in the 40s. Not near as cold for a Wednesday. Clouds increase. Highs in the 70s. Good chance for rain and storms on Thursday. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.